Well, hello guys. Now, this video has been brought to you with the help from San Miguel. Gee, he's a good guy, you know. Now, this video is a mishmash of a couple of things. I've got one news item with a link down below, and the other things will just be my opinion of the crazy world we live in today. So let's get started. Now, here's a picture of the Paris fashion show. Oh, I must have the in upside down. Sorry, guys. No, that doesn't look right either. Well, that must be the right way up. Her legs are down the right place. Now tell me something, guys. Have you ever seen a person walking past you wearing this? Well, they walk into you anyway because they can't see where they're going. But this is how crazy the elites obviously think fashion is. And look at all the idiots behind this femme taking pictures. I mean, come on, she looks like a walking lampshade. And if you notice all these punsy fashion shows, you don't see anybody outside that wearing these type of clothes anywhere at all. A pointless waste of time. But it does show that femmes will do anything for money. We already knew that, didn't we, guys? Now, here's a couple of femmes together. And they're taking a selfie. Now, they've climbed all the way up to the top of this structure just to take a selfie. And look, they got the selfie stick and everything. And they look all happy and relaxed, don't they? I bet when the camera wasn't rolling, they didn't look so relaxed. Because this picture is all for show. They probably didn't even look at the view when they got up there. They just took the picture and got back down. And if they didn't have their selfie stick or a camera, they probably wouldn't have gone up it at all. And quite a few people have died taking selfies, especially femmes. And it's all for just social media clout. And femmes are the worst offenders, of course, creating the persona. Hell, they even take pictures of their food before they eat it, as if anybody is goddamn interested. At least they're not doing the famous pout in the picture, at least. Now, here's a picture of a femme. Oh yes, I guess that's true. Now, she's a police exhibit officer who stole £15,000 of seized cash from the evidence store to fund her online shopping addiction. And because she's a femme, she will take no responsibility for what she's done. And she will make an excuse. And her excuse was menopause. Yes, that's right. She said it was menopause that made her do it. Well, what's that, dear? You haven't had a period for months and months. Well, then, off you go, then. Do these femmes ever really grow up? Do they expect people to believe that? I mean, she's not a young femme, she's 52 years old. But she's got caught red-handed in the cookie jar or the sweet jar, and her first instinct is to lie. Anyway, she got 2 years, apparently. Whether she'll serve any real time, who knows. But the link to the story is down below. Now, here's a femme you may know, Sharon Stone. Of course, this was in her prime, when she was in Total Recall. And I know she was wearing a lot of makeup, but she still looked pretty good then. But that was a long time ago now. But all of a sudden, she's come out and said that most of the big stars in Hollywood are misogynists. And there's only a couple men in Hollywood that aren't. Oh, come on, Sharon, that word wasn't around when you was in Total Recall. I wonder why now she says that. Well, here's Sharon Stone today. And that's a pretty good picture of her, actually. Unfortunately, the wall came for her quite some time ago. But when she was in her prime, she was attractive. And she got plenty of acting roles and plenty of money. So why would she say anything at the time, eh? It's only when the roles started drying up and the money started drying up that all of a sudden these femmes changed their tune very quickly. Almost exactly the same as Jane Fonda, who never said anything when she was getting all the roles when she was young and quite attractive, and getting plenty of attention. These obviously are bitter femmes, and they have to blame somebody, can't blame themselves, for the choices they made themselves. And I do believe Sharon Stone has a few health problems, and I wish her all the luck with that. But it is a shame to see these femmes realize that the free ride is over, and reality comes a-knocking. The double standards of femmes is amazing. When everything's going their way and they're getting plenty of money and attention, they have no principles. And then later on, supposedly, they get principles, but they don't really. They're just pissed off that the sugar train is over. Nice shot, three bollocks.